All right, welcome back. It's the morning after on Q105. Eric Demetrius, Philip Demarius, podcasts. If you look now or after the show is even better, Q1055.com, 857. Good to have you with us. Q1055.com for those podcasts. Also, Eric D and the fam, the Facebook page. There's a picture up there. We're trying to figure out the color of pants. The lighting is bad. Apologies. We did something. Lindsay and I did something bad. We made a judgment call, and it probably wasn't the best. But so far, nothing.
Is this sexual? Did you guys pick the wrong safe word?
Nothing went in anybody's butt.
Well, okay, that's a plus, maybe.
But we made a judgment call. Not the best judgment call, and it might come back to bite us down the road. I don't think it will, but we'll get to that in a second. And Philip, your relationship with...
I didn't make any poor judgment calls, so I don't know why we're talking about mine. We can talk about yours.
Because you got your screen protector on. D, you know what...
More like sneeze protector.
D, at the point in my relationship with Lindsay, she has... And I think about it too, but then I stop thinking about it, and I just move on. We're at the point where I think you and Kara have been in the past, mm-hmm. more so way in the past. Like, when Kara had the fear that you were going to revert to old partying D, Lindsay brings up every now and then, what happens if you just wake up and what happens if you just wake up one morning and don't want this anymore? I'm like...
Then your stuff will be packed.
Essentially.
You will take your sweatpants home with you. Yep. But I don't intend to do that. And every time I think that that could happen, I just put the thought out of my head because at the moment, I enjoy everything about it. I even got to thinking yesterday, like, what usually causes fights with people? Because her and I have not had any kind of disagreement. Now, granted, we don't live together. We don't have, like, shared finances.
That.
There's no one dropping poop bombs and diapers. Her, Cohen, and I have a great time. We've been to new Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. twice in mm-hmm. 1 week now. So it got me wondering, like, what typically causes fights in relationships?
Living with somebody.
It's not just living with somebody.
Oh, yes. It's the exposure to them every day. It's all those little things that at first you thought were cute when you weren't living together. Oh, look at that. He just leaves his t-shirt balled up in a little pile next to his bed. That's so cute. And then when you live with it...
It's an annoyance.
Then it's like, that damn t-shirt has been on the floor for a week.
I have this, and so far, this is why I can tell that I've grown in a way, and maybe just not being stressed out from work or something. Like, I'd hate to think that I can't work and have a relationship. That's just not feasible. The two things that in the past might have, like, irked me to an unreasonable degree, I'm fine with now. She doesn't make the bed, which is...
We talked about that. That's fine.
I can go make the bed. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And at times, she's a cup leaver.
Define?
What?
Like, yeah, please.
She just leaves her cup sitting wherever it is.
Like, oh. I'm like,
even when it's empty?
You got to get rid of her now.
Yeah. Lindsay, I woke up and I can't deal with the cup thing anymore. But like in the past, those would be
things for you to walk away from.
Yeah. Or they'd be like, you know what? I got tired of this person. Let me use that as an excuse to get out of this. Whereas
cup
now,
I can't.
I can't even fathom thinking like the old me. Like, why would I just wake up one morning and not like this person anymore? So the deeper I get into it, the more I do like about her. And there are things in the past, like I said, that would have bothered me that, mm-hmm. that they don't now, because I genuinely love spending time with her.
Wow, you just used the L word too. I'm sorry, I almost threw up a little bit. This is weird. There's like this shiny light around you right now. I'm not sure what's happening.
He's like a lesbian. It's happening so fast.
Demarius.
Yes.
What do you and your boyfriend fight over?
Him sleeping in church.
Well, I'm not going to cross that bridge.
That annoys me, but
do you,
that's
like,
about
punch
it.
Him when he falls asleep? Like, are you fighting in the church because he fell asleep?
Does he usually go to church?
Yeah, he does. He usually does.
I mean, before he met you, did he usually go to church?
Yeah, but he moved to Toledo, so uh-huh. he didn't find like a church he wanted to go to. So he's just like following me around. He's not really following me. You know,
like,
okay.
Where do you find Jesus? I would like to find Jesus where you find Jesus.
Right, but that's like the main issue that I have.
Church is hard, man.
And then he's like, oh, I'm not sleeping. I'm meditating in church. And he's like completely nodding. I'm like, come on now. You can't be nodding.
You can be agreeing. Like,
You're not at the Buddhist temple.
Right, that's true. I know. And it's a small church, too, so it's, like, so obvious.
So they hear him?
No, he's not loud, but, yeah.
Lindsay sleeps over frequently, and I'll get to the bad thing, the bad judgment call. But it's
I forgot.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
He said love, and we were all like...
I know, I got confused. The light was bright.
And this is a terrible joke, so give me some latitude here. Like, if I did something horrific that wound up on the news, you guys would be like, we should have seen it coming. This dude's way in with his girlfriend and the boy. Like, his behavior was totally uncharacteristic. But anyway, I'm not going to do anything bad. I'm very happy and content.
However,
she was...
I know, I'm waiting for it now. Edge of my seat.
And it happened a little bit last night, but it stopped. Like, it was getting louder and the other night... It was like, I thought I was laying in bed with a rhinoceros.
Snoring
was like, I should have paid admission to that Michael Bay, that film.
Does she stop breathing? Like, is that one of those situations, like sleep apnea? Is that
what
it is?
She don't figure it out.
No, I just left bed. Like, I've slept on my couch for... And I just slept on the couch, and she wondered where I was.
So, yeah, like, this is completely different, because the cup lever situation, like, that's not a big deal. It's something that she would definitely poke and pick at. But this, like, having to get out of your own bed to go sleep peacefully
somewhere else,
the couch, you're okay with that. That is so not normal for you in your life.
Last night when she was falling asleep, and she fell asleep quickly, we went to the Dirty Bird to go see Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
She started to snore like this, and like I said, the decibels were going up. Like,
and she, how many drinks had she had?
Like two big beers.
Uh-huh. Mm. That'll do it.
She sleeps better when she drinks, but it
well, that's called passing out.
Is it?
Yeah.
She was tired too.
I just sleep better, like in all my clothes in the middle of the living room.
No, this is in bed, and I made a couple like promises to her. One, well, I didn't promise
that you love her forever.
What is happening with you? What is going on?
I won't call her Snorosaurus, which Cohen called her the other day.
That's funny.
And I didn't promise, but I did kind of pledge that I will not take video of you snoring. But she doesn't believe she's doing it.
You know, pledge is like a promise.
No, it's not. Right? It's a different P word.
No. Like, I can say, if I pledge my fidelity, it's like a promise.
Yeah.
Like, I can say pussy cat, but I can't say the first word.
No.
It's not even like that.
Yeah,
it's
not
nothing like that.
Yeah.
That's not how any of this works.
Thank God. She did stop the snoring, and I don't know, but it was bad the other night.
Oh.
Like, I was like, what do I do? Do you nudge a person?
You tell them roll over.
No.
But here's the thing also. I mean, at least she's so comfortable with you, because she's letting herself, like...
Has she farted yet?
No, but she has some long trips to the bathroom. Like, and I'm fine with that.
Like,
you better stay in there until that smell is gone. Like,
and
don't let me walk into it and be surprised.
Well, I have to buy the 8-pack of toilet paper now.
Okay. I haven't met this girl. Well, I'm going to defend her. Do not put her bathroom situation out there.
Women
like
eat
that.
Toilet paper. I don't know what it does. I don't know how it happens. Like, you will go into the bathroom, it'll be a full roll.
Yeah.
You wait 5 minutes, she'll come out, and the roll will be empty. And you're like, what are you doing? Making baseball mitts with this?
Yep. Nobody can poop that much. Not a woman. Women don't poop, right, Demarius?
Right, we don't.
Yep.
Yeah. I just imagine, like, you have to put so much paper around your hand not to come close.
We don't have time, but I will get to the bad judgment call before we wrap up today.
Broadcasting from the nationwide auto finance studios. This is